This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Look at there. It's just a little past 11:30 on a Wednesday. That means it's time for your 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlop. Dr. Turlop is in the studio with us live each week at this time. You can call him with your questions, comments, or concerns while he's here. 352-796-7272. Get you right through to the studio lines here for Dr. Tim Turlop and your 30 Minutes to Vitality. We're going to pick up where we left off last week, talking about oils, Dr. Turlop.
All those different types of vegetable oils, and they fall into a category, they're sometimes called PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Okay, makes sense now. Right?
And who cares what that really means? It's just about hydrogen bonds, whether there's several of them that are not bound, and it doesn't matter. Polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, they're not the good guys.
Mm.
Right? So what happens with polyunsaturated fatty acids? Vegetable oils in particular, so soybean oils and other cottonseed oil, and you'll see those, if you take a moment to look at a label, you'll see it in everything. I mean, it is ubiquitous.
Okay.
There's not a label you're not going to see one of those guys in.
Okay.
It's crazy. Now, one of the reasons they use it is because it's cheaper.
Okay.
Right? And for a long time, back in the 70s, it was thought that the vegetable oil was actually healthier. Nonsense.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, nonsense. It's going to decrease your risk of atherosclerosis, of heart disease, of stroke, blah, blah, blah. Nonsense.
Okay.
Nonsense. I mean, we've known for decades that that's not true.
Wow.
Right? And it's still being put into so much of our food, and we get way too much of something called omega-6 fatty acids and nines. But those, way too much. And we need those. Those are actually also something that we need, but we get way too much. Okay. Their proportion of omega-6 to omega-3, as we mentioned last week, should be about 1 to 1 or 1 to 2.
Okay.
And the average American today, and this is the, on the lowest end, is 25 to 1 up to 50 to 1.
Ew.
Right?
Okay.
And the proportion should be 1 to 1.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So we're getting 25 to 50 times more than what we're supposed to have.
Okay.
Now, what that causes to happen in you and I is inflammation.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. That's the biggest thing that we have going is this inflammatory process that occurs because of excessive amounts of omega-6s and 9s. That's why, while they are essential fatty acids, that's why they become essential fatty acids with our omega-3s. Because it's really hard for me, as someone's treating physician, to actually get them to change their diets enough, to read enough labels, and to diminish the use of that, where they get that ratio down to where it needs to be. Or even close. So we really need to make sure that we're supplementing with omega-3s to actually bring to negate some of that other dietary hazard that we're creating.
Really? So it sort of cancels it out?
It significantly improves it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll ask people, please get rid of the, I'm going to say a Wesson oil.
Okay.
Please get rid of all that other
Crisco,
stuff. That
you,
Crisco. Oh, my God. Crisco's a margarine. Oh, my God. It's horrible. So don't use Crisco. Don't use any margarines. Uh-uh. Right, but the vegetable oils, you absolutely want to just, please, put them in the trash can.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to use an oil, like we talked about with cooking, you really the best one to use is macadamia nut oil.
Oh.
Is the best one to actually, if you're going to saute something with, is actually that. And then, again, in limited amounts. Oils are not health foods.
Right.
We're tired of being told that, oh, well, there's the Mediterranean diet. The olive oil is so wonderful.
Mm.
Well, okay, great, but we've actually seen that the Mediterranean diet really wasn't so much from the olive oil, as it was from the significant amount of vegetables and beans that were being consumed in the Mediterranean, those populations, decades ago when that first came up, and the amount of exercise that they get, because there's a lot of hilly terrain. They're walking everywhere. They're riding bikes. They're up. They're down. They're whirling. And so we got exercise, lots of vegetables, lots of beans.
Right.
And a more limited amount of fish and meat. So that's really what does it. And it just happens to all, it's kind of in spite of the olive oil, the research is showing. It's not because of the olive oil. And there's something in the olive oil called polyphenols. People go, oh, it's got polyphenols.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, but if I have like three little spears of broccoli, I'm going to get 20 times the polyphenols I'll get in any amount of olive oil.
Cool.
So to say it's a health food is really not 100% accurate. So we want to lose the vegetable oils. That's a really big reason why we want to use omega-3s. We also know that omega-3s are, because what the big job that they do, many of them, but one of the big ones they do is they're part of the cell membrane. Mm-hmm. Cell membrane walls are all made up of fats,
okay,
different kinds, but these make a big part of the cell membrane wall. So a pregnant woman, when that baby is developing, I mean, the very first thing to develop when you look at a baby is actually the nervous system. It's about 2-3 weeks, it becomes this thing called the vagination of the ectoderm. And it's the very first thing that forms. And the nervous system is made up of fats. Mm-hmm. So when a pregnant woman is there, it's really critical that she's getting enough omega-3s as well for the development of the baby. Does it decrease allergies in the children? Absolutely. How about IQ? Do women who actually have consume enough omega-3s, do their children at 4, 5, 6, and 7 years old actually have higher IQs than other kids?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Right? They have the higher levels of motor skills, meaning their coordination, their strength, their other things, because of this fatty acid consumption during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? So we also, we're talking about neurologic and prevention with that. Mm-hmm. For you and I as well during life. Now, what's interesting is some people say, well, if that's true, then for Alzheimer's and dementia, this should be great, right? It is.
Mm-hmm.
Not for treatment of it.
No.
Because once the horse is out of the barn,
right,
they do nothing. If we start suffering from dementia, can it slow and retard progression? Yeah, the research shows that.
Mm-hmm.
But for treatment of Alzheimer's or something else, forget it.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
For prevention, I don't.
No, for prevention, absolutely does.
Really? So, but you have to start probably so early in life.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you start when you're 25, 30, 40 years old, by the time you're 70, you've got a few decades of having enough essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, that it is prevention.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
The research also shows that. So that's why it's really important, again, that we're using it early before anything transpires.
Right.
Because it's then the aging process, what our bodies have been using to build and grow and develop over time, that becomes preventative.
Mm-hmm.
The research shows it really, I mean, to be really blunt, it does nothing to treat those conditions.
Right.
Right?
Of course. Like with coconut oil, you know, the big old thing was.
Well, coconut oil has been shown, actually, believe it or not, and I'm not going to get into that.
Right. I didn't want to.
You and I don't want to cook with coconut oil.
Right.
We've talked about that a little bit. We don't want to go there because it's saturated fat.
Yeah.
Really heavy and saturated fat. It's essentially mostly saturated fat. But there's actually been some research, pretty cool. And even we had a local doctor who actually published some really cool stuff about Alzheimer's with coconut oil. And it really does work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. But that's, again, once the horse is out of the barn and the poor person is demonstrating, exhibiting, and has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, it can do some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only time I'd recommend consuming coconut oil. Right. In its raw form.
Mm-hmm.
Do I love coconut water? Do I love coconut itself, the flesh, coconut meat? Delicious.
It is.
Right? I love it fresh out of the coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Scoop it off. Yeah. It's delicious.
I love it.
Right? And really healthful for
me.
But the extracted oil is not such a great idea.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
But omega-3 fatty acids, the biggest thing in our practice that we use it for is for inflammation.
Okay.
Right?
Makes sense.
Because we've talked about before how inflammation in the body, whether it's, we just mentioned Alzheimer's, or whether it's cardiac disease, or whether it's a cancer, or whether it's ulcerative colitis, or whether it's joint pain and arthritis and all that. Omega-3 fatty acids help to tone down inflammation diffusely through the body. So it's a significant factor in diminishing our risk of the development of other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have cancers that have actually been shown with omega-3 fatty acids, decreased amounts of cancers with the right amounts of omega-3 fatty acids? The answer is yes. Indeed. Okay. And people go, well, how does that work? Well, we're not 100% certain of the actual mechanism by which it works, but we know it does.
Okay.
One of them is going to be inflammation. How about type 2 diabetes? Do we actually see increased insulin sensitivity and better glucose stabilization with the right amounts of omega-3 fatty acids? You better believe we do.
Cool.
Right? Do we see triglycerides brought down significantly? You bet.
Mm-hmm.
How about the bad cholesterols? Do those actually get modulated and diminished as well?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that elevated levels of the different types of cholesterol and low-density lipoproteins and all these types of fats that create risks for stroke and heart disease, those go down significantly with the proper doses of omega-3 fatty acids. And with inflammation, what makes those even more hazardous is because the inside lining of the blood vessel wall, sometimes called the intima, becomes inflamed. And think of the inflammation as making it sticky. And then those fats, as they're kind of floating by in the blood, right, can actually then start to adhere to the blood vessel wall. But it takes that inflammation to make it sticky.
Uh-huh.
Then it starts to get a foothold and it starts to develop these little bumpy things called atheromas that line the inside. And so that's what creates that plaquing and that hardening, that atherosclerotic plaquing of the blood vessel walls. So this has a twofold kicker. So not only does it actually decrease those bad fats and improve our lipid profile, our fat profile in our blood, but it decreases the inflammation that then causes, that can help the progression of that blood vessel disorder.
I lost you somewhere along the line there. You're talking about the omega-6s?
Omega-3s.
Omega-3s, okay.
Yeah. Omega-6, don't even think it, because we're all getting way too much.
Right. Not,
there's actually a couple of, I'm going to use another name. Can I get in trouble for doing that? Right, where there's one that is against, for some health enthusiasts, called Udo's oil.
Mm-hmm.
And Udo's has become popular as a supplement for omega-3s, but it also has 6s and 9s and stuff. And they go, please don't use Udo's oil. You are getting way too much omega-6 and 9 already.
Okay, I see.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Right? So we really need to offset the average. Now, the only way you'd know for certain is if we did blood profile on people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at the in America, those statistics, I'm going with the 99-1 that you're actually got way too much already. Right? It's a given. If I take your blood, I promise you that's the case. Just we talked about those huge ratios. It's going to be that way. So omega-3s are the guys that we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay? So those are those essential fatty acids, right, that need to be used. Now, specifically, they're DHA and EPA.
Okay.
Now, some people want to go, well, so what's really a great dose? And we'll get into a little bit more about some of the other great stuff it does. But what's a dose? Well, believe it or not, there is no standard dose that's recommended that says, okay, take 600 milligrams a day, and it will do this.
Yeah, I was waiting to get to that point.
Right?
I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I know. It's like,
he's almost ready. You should see him. Yeah. He's about to fall off the edge. It's scary over here. Right? But as we look at that, there's really not.
Okay.
So 500 milligrams is the lowest dose that I would recommend for even an average lady who maybe is, 5'2 to 5'6, 5'7, weighs anywhere from 110 to 140 pounds.
Okay.
Right, that would be an adequate dose. Now, the heavier we get, the bigger we get, the higher the level of dose we need.
Okay.
Right? It's just because there's more tissue to support.
Right, sure.
So, I mean, if I'm only 5'4", but I'm 165 pounds, I need a lot more than 500 milligrams. There I need 1,000, 1,200 milligrams to get the metabolic benefit and effect that we're after.
Okay, now, time out.
This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Grab those headphones. I think we've got a caller here online. Let's make sure and see what they're bringing to the table.
If it's my mother-in-law. I'm not taking the call.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You're on with Dr. Turlop. What's your question?
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a question for him. I've got a 13-year-old grandson that has UC, and on your omega-3s, how much would you recommend for him to be taking?
Okay, he's 13. How tall is he?
He's 5'2".
Okay, and do you have any idea how much he weighs?
He weighs 124.
Okay. So if he's been diagnosed with UC, again, I'd probably put him at a level of about 1,000 milligrams a day.
1,000 milligrams a day of omega-3.
Yep, and you want to make sure, I'm just going to use another label, Metagenics would be who I would recommend for getting that from because of the purity of the supplement itself. There are many that are out there, but about 60% of them are actually rancid oils. They're not effective oils. They're not helpful. They're actually hurtful to us. And that's just the research that's showing us. That's not Dr. Turlop's opinion. And so Metagenics is where I would go, or possibly Douglas Laboratories. Those would be the two that I'd recommend. So you know you're getting 1,000 milligrams of non-rancid, non-oxidized oils that will be metabolically effective for him.
All right. And should I keep him on this for the rest of his life to help keep the inflammation down?
Absolutely. And I'd also start him probably on 3,000 or 4,000 IUs of vitamin D with UC.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a marvelous night with family when you get home.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling and listening, of course, Dr. Tim Turlip. And you touched on a very important part of this with the supplements and how much to take and what kind of supplement to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we kind of touched lightly on it last week. Mm-hmm. Was certain laboratories are terrific at certain supplements. Mm-hmm. And then they're not so great at others.
But this is part of your core four that you offer through your office.
Yes, and we use one specific laboratory because it's actually, we call it best in class, is what it's referred to as. So it's one of the more metabolically active, very pure, so it's pharmaceutically grade distilled, so it's very clean. Mm-hmm. A lot of omega-3 fatty acid supplements can also be, I'm going to use the word, polluted.
Sure.
A good 20% of them actually will have PCBs and mercury and aluminum and other nasty stuff in them, so they're polluted.
Yeah.
Because they come from larger fish, and the fish is polluted, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So then we consolidate and we concentrate all this oil from this tissue, and my goodness gracious, you end up with polluted stuff. So if it's not properly processed, you've got 20% of them that will actually make you ill, more sick.
Mm.
And 60% of them and more have actually been shown to be oxidized.
Yeah.
Which one of the common things we'll have people will come and say, well, you know, I tried taking a fish oil supplement, and dear God, every time I actually took it, I would burp up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's disgusting, quite frankly. I'm just going to say it. It's just gross.
It is.
Right? And so, but that will almost always, it's so common, will almost always tell you have a rancid oil.
You just throw that bottle away.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Our supplement, you just don't have people have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
On a pure oil that's really fresh, it's not going to happen. Ours is even actually has a little lemon inside of it. They put a little lemon extract in it as well. And so if you ever get anything, you get lemon.
Right, sure.
Oh, that was refreshing, right? So it keeps it so you never have that issue.
Right.
And it's just not an issue with our patients. It's really interesting to see that difference because early on in my career, we didn't realize that. It wasn't until they started doing independent research, probably that was done 4 or 5 years ago, where they were looking at the oxidation, meaning it's ruined. It's rancid.
Right.
And that's what rancid oil is. It's oil that's become oxidized. Yep. And we call it rancid day to day, right? And so it's gross.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I mean, if you opened up a bottle of oil that's been sitting in your cabinet and it's a year old and you open it and you go, ooh, that smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that. It's rancid.
Yep.
And that's what most, not just some, hear me loud, JW, most fish oil supplements over the counter are rancid.
Wow. 352-666-2222. You could call his office to order your core four with the omega-3.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So 666-2222.
And what the gentleman just actually, when he used the reference to his grandson, he talked about UC, it's ulcerative colitis. And so that's an inflammatory bowel disease. And I must have touched on it lightly, but he's absolutely 100% correct. An omega-3 fatty acid supplement with UC, also with vitamin D, really, really helpful to facilitate people who've got ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things we do with people in our office with UC as well that just works fantastically well.
And the D3 is also part of the core four as well.
It is part of the core four, yeah. So, and we talked a little bit about neurologic deficits. Mm-hmm. We talked about cardiac with a little bit on stroke. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we talk about cell membrane walls, and I jokingly said something, I think, last week where we talked about ladies. Mm-hmm. Because cell membrane walls, your skin is cells, right? So you've got all these cells, these trillions of skin cells, and we slough off just millions of skin cells. People always like laugh and they go, you know, we're kids and we sit on the floor and you see the sun streaming in the window and you see all that, you think it's like a little dust flecks and they're kind of pretty.
Yep.
What most people don't realize is all the little dust flecks you're seeing, they ain't dust flecks.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually dead skin cells you see floating in the air.
Wow. And we're actually, I assume it's okay to breathe it in.
It's perfectly fine. It's not a big deal at all. Sometimes when we know we don't know, we're better off.
Thank you.
Because it doesn't hurt a thing. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's okay. But you go, oh, look at that little duck floating in the sun streams. How pretty is that?
Right.
No, it's not. It's skin cells. Right. But ladies will actually find it really, really effective for skin moistening.
Okay.
Rather than moistening your skin from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what lady that is listening right now doesn't say, I use a lotion on my skin.
Right.
I get out of the shower. I put it on. They put it on before they go to bed at night to soften their skin because it's so nice as a lady to have soft skin, blah, blah. Right.
Yep.
And they do all that. Well, that's an outside in thing.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at all the chemicals and things that are in skin softeners,
oh, yeah.
From the outside, it's kind of gross. Where you take a different strategy.
Yeah.
And you actually moisten that skin from the inside out.
And plus you're doing your whole body good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the things, almost every lady who has dry skin, when they come under 120 days on the right omega-3 fatty acid supplementation in the right dose, after 120 days, every single lady who has dry skin will come in going, oh, my goodness, I had no idea.
Very good.
I don't get the flaking. I can't write my name in my skin. Yeah. You can run your fingernail and you get that little white streak. Right? It won't happen because the dead skin cells become actually, the membrane walls become stronger. They become more fluid. It's awesome.
Now, a lot of us grew up, of course, being told vitamin E was for that purpose.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yeah. No, supplemental vitamin E actually has been shown to be a bit hazardous.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So we don't want to actually go into, when we talk about, we mentioned that too when it comes to supplementation. Mm-hmm. Because the popular media is, and you have to remember when you're watching any news channel, CNN, Fox News, you're reading Time Magazine, U.S. News World Report, the Washington Post, I don't, the Wall Street Journal, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. Histrionics sell, right? So there's the old newspaper adage that says, if it bleeds, it leads, right? And so you've heard that, you're in the business,
right?
So it's one of those things. So they try to make a headline just crazy, you know, something that's been told to you that works. Oh my gosh, it becomes, look at this, it doesn't work. And so they give you half truths, they misinterpret stuff, and they try to make it something that's crazy.
Of course.
So you and I get frustrated because we're reading an article that says, well, I thought fiber was supposed to be really helpful for me. Now they're saying this research is showing that fiber does nothing to prevent colon cancer or bring my cholesterol down. Mm-hmm. I thought they said, oh, and then we all throw our hands. We do.
Yeah.
Oh, and understandably, getting disgusted, going, well, what the heck is a guy to do?
Right.
Right. 5 years ago, this was good. Now it's bad.
Yep.
Don't touch that because we all that stuff. Again, what we talk with moderation in all things. And then that's why you need somebody who spends their time and knows this and spends their time reading the current research to know what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll take a piece of research that did talk about fiber, what they don't tell you is that there was little capsules of extracted raw psyllium husk that they're using supplementally, and they were giving a certain dose, and no, that didn't do anything. And I'm not surprised, because our fiber needs to come from our whole foods, because every piece of research that looks at fiber in a whole food construct shows decreased cancer on every level, increased longevity, decreased morbidity. I mean, you name it, it improves everything. So they take a piece of research then, and then they blow it up, and everybody starts running around going, oh, now I'm crazy, and heck with it all, because nothing makes sense.
You got to read between the lines,
folks. Read between the lines.
And call Dr. Tim Turlip at Turlip Chiropractic, 352-666-2222. And if someone calls your practice, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to jump in as well, because this Saturday we do have our Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's right.
Drive.
Thank you.
I wanted to make sure everybody was invited from 10 until 1.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a party, Christmas party. Everything we do at the office, if you're a new patient, established patient, whoever you are, everything is no charge.
Okay.
We ask that you just bring an unwrapped brand new toy. It can be teddy bears. Bring in 10 toys, please. Then we're doing this. We have lots of stuff. Santa, Mrs. Claus will be there. Rudolph is going to be there. Olaf from
Frosty,
Disney.
Yeah, the Olaf,
Olaf
guy,
will
yeah.
be there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Starbucks is going to be there with baristas serving their food. Papa John's will be there serving pizza. Rita's Italian Ice. We've got jugglers, magicians. It's a Christmas party. We've got two barbershop quartets coming in singing Christmas carols. It's a party.
I'm looking forward to it.
So come on in. Come on down. Have something to eat. Get some care. Mm-hmm. Without the chiropractic, will it help me? That's the day, because it's free, for gosh sakes. Just bring some toys, and please bring a lot.
And check it out online at DRTERLEP. That's drturlip.com. And you can also catch up for back episodes of your 30 Minutes of Vitality here on WXJB.
See you next week.
See ya.
Thank you.
All right.